This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Thursday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include more reaction in Minnesota to the federal government's immigration crackdown, the Minneapolis City Council decides not to punish local hotels, and it turned into quite a snowstorm across the state on Wednesday. But we begin with a federal judge hearing arguments today on whether or not to further block a federal immigration operation targeting refugees who are lawfully in Minnesota.
Advocates sued last month over Operation Paris, which focused on reviewing cases of 5,600 Minnesota refugees yet to be granted permanent resident status. They claimed ICE agents went door-to-door to make the arrests, that many of those arrested weren't given access to attorneys and were released from Texas detention centers with no way to get back to Minnesota without further action from a judge. The temporary restraining order is set to expire next Wednesday. Mark Fry, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
An unusual situation in federal court involving an attorney sent to Minneapolis to help fill the gaps in the U.S. Attorney's Office.
A federal judge here in Minnesota has ordered a government attorney to be held in civil contempt of court for violating an order requiring the Justice Department to turn over identification documents to a man who was ordered released from ICE custody, further escalating tension between the judiciary and Trump administration over immigration cases. U.S. District Judge Laura Provenzino ordered the attorney to pay $500 each day until the petitioner's identification documents are returned to him. Matthew Isahara is a military attorney currently detailed to assist the DOJ as a special U.S. attorney, according to his LinkedIn profile. Ari Bergeron, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This is Laura Oakes. An emotional start to today's Minneapolis City Council meeting as the family of Fletcher Merkel was presented with a resolution honoring the 8-year-old's life. Merkel was one of two students killed in the August mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church in Minneapolis. His family was flanked by supporters and community members, as well as Annunciation school leaders and Fletcher's first grade teacher, Sarah Slack.
I will forever miss him, and I'm heartbroken that we don't get to see him grow. But through his light and his love and every gift that he gave to us, we get to grow stronger, and he will be forever missed and cherished. And he has an imprint in my heart always, as does your family.
The ceremony ended with the group singing a verse of the song, This Little Light of Mine.
Yesterday, the St. Paul City Council approved an ordinance that bans face coverings worn by ICE and other federal agents.
In fact, the ordinance states that all law enforcement in St. Paul must show their faces on the job. The council approving other ordinances banning ICE from staging on city-owned property and requiring all law enforcement working in the city to wear ID badges or name tags. DFLers in the Minnesota House and Senate are proposing legislation that would make it a misdemeanor for law enforcement officers across the state to wear masks while they're on duty. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis police are investigating a fire that was intentionally set at the Rene Good Memorial.
It happened Tuesday night about 9 o'clock at the memorial on 34th and Portland. Police say someone poured gasoline on a pile of wood, damaging a fence and several items. The memorial has grown since Rene Good was killed, with flowers and candles and notes to honor her life. The mother of three was shot several times on the morning of January 7th. Police say they are investigating the circumstances surrounding this fire. No arrests have been made. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This morning, Minneapolis City Council members voted 8-5 to approve liquor license renewals for two downtown hotels that housed ICE agents.
This comes after several council members originally supported not approving the licenses. The council today was told they have no legal basis to deny the licenses. Council member Jamal Osman.
You know, to feel uncomfortable to have ICE agency in our city, ICE who have murdered our neighbors, who had targeted certain communities, who had cost our city millions and millions of dollars. But we have to show that we're doing the right thing. We are the one who actually following the laws that we set.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
This is Laura Oakes. And as cities across the state grapple with new large-scale data centers being built in their communities, activists at the Capitol are calling for a moratorium over concerns of excess water usage and high energy consumption.
We want development for the common good, not for the elite few. This world belongs to all of us.
Data center advocates tout the jobs and tax revenue those facilities can bring.
A coalition of 20 Minnesota mayors making an ask today at the Minnesota State Capitol.
They're calling on state lawmakers to approve municipal aid to help rebuild local economies as Operation Metro Surge winds down. Hopkins Mayor Patrick Hanlon.
We're not quite sure the total scope of what all those costs are because they haven't left yet.
The coalition did not unveil a specific dollar amount of mutual aid they feel is necessary.
It's going to look different in every city and how we work with our partners. And we know the costs are immense. Working with our local nonprofits, they are over capacity in meeting all the needs.
Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some slightly unexpected heavy snowfall causing major havoc on Minnesota roads.
By 8:30 p.m. last night, the State Patrol had responded to over 400 property damage crashes across the state. In addition, 300 vehicles off-road, 21 jackknife semis, and 25 injuries were also reported. The biggest snowfall total in the metro was 8.1 inches in Bloomington. The largest overall total came from Hovland, where they received over 34 inches.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
First it was Tom Morello, then Bruce Springsteen, then U2.
Another big name lending a hand.
It wasn't right, but it was right on time.
Brandi Carlile is the latest celebrity musician to raise money for Minneapolis and its immigrant residents.
Hey, I just want to let everyone know that I'm going to be live streaming Be Human, a concert for Minneapolis, this Saturday night from the Target Center. To join us and watch the concert live, head to veeps.com/Brandi Carlile from wherever you are in the world, and we're going to be donating all proceeds from the live stream to the Advocates for Human Rights.
The stream costs $29.99, with all proceeds going to legal aid for those impacted by the recent federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to the 830 On The Go. You can find all of our podcasts, including the On The Go, at wccoradio.com/podcasts. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
You know that feeling when you're standing in the grocery aisle staring at a wall of plastic-wrapped chicken and gray-looking ground beef? For years, that was my routine. I'd grab whatever looked fine enough, toss it in the cart, and then spend the rest of the week trying to season the life back into it because it was just bland. But then I tried Omaha Steaks, and it completely flipped my script on quality. The first time I pulled a vacuum-sealed steak from my freezer, I realized I'd been settling for store-grade when I could have had steakhouse-grade. It's the ultimate convenience. I don't deal with the what's-for-dinner panic anymore because I have a custom plan delivered right to my door on my schedule. No more food waste from forgotten fridge meat, just high-quality proteins ready to go. Plus, it's a risk-free move. They have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.